the county council enacted an increase in the local option income tax last year. Much of that revenue remains unallocated, although it has been earmarked for anti-opioid epidemic efforts. How should that money be spent?
Well, let me go back and say that that was a very, raising taxes is a very unpopular situation. However, when I looked around and I shadowed many of the departments in the county, most of their issues were around and increases in their workload was around the opioid situation. We felt that we did not have sufficient money in the county to be able to operate correctly and start addressing the opioid crisis. At the same time, the city, in conjunction with the hospital and the county, formed a ASAP group, and we realized that in order to perform and start correcting or addressing the opioid issue, we needed to do have more revenues to be able to assume that. So even though it is an unpopular, I like to do things because it's the right thing to do, and therefore I am not in this position in order to get reelected. I am in this position to do what's right for the community. Therefore, I voted for that. The one of the things that the LIT does is that it assigns a ratio or a rate for the different areas, and that has been established when we did the LIT. Now, in addition, the governor signed a that we could put up to 0.2% to take care of the issues with the operation of the jail. So we have basically been able to identify what all those costs are, and we're putting it before the actual monies is distributed to the different entities like the city, the townships, and the county. The everything that we have done is around the law enforcement. It is around the improvement of the county buildings, which some of them are deteriorating. For example, the Veterans Memorial needs a lot of work to be done, particularly in the base of those columns. And so now the commissions will have sufficient means to be able to repair those things.